Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." "And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Would you be able to recognize the Holy Spirit if you saw it? What are the signs and symbols we should be looking for? Back in biblical days, it was an angel's appearing, some in dreams, or like in Zechariah's case, being struck mute, then getting his voice back. People were filled with the Spirit. Luke mentions the words Holy Spirit about 3 times more often than each of the other gospel writers. In today's gospel, we hear Elizabeth as she is filled with the Holy Spirit, crying out in a loud voice, saying, "And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" An early disciple of Christ, she witnesses and proclaims God's presence with joy. Where is the Holy Spirit today, so that we too can witness and proclaim, "And how does this happen to me?" Is it in the final event of a baby being born? Is it in finally getting a job? In other words, is it in the final acquisition, the end result? Oftentimes during our lives we might say, "I'll be happy when I graduate. I'll be happy when I get married, or when I get my new house." Is it in the final destination? Or is it in the journey that we find the Holy Spirit? In these Advent Gospels, I would offer that it was on the road to somewhere, during, that the Holy Spirit was noticed and savored. Tomorrow we'll see in Mary's canticle that she says, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Perhaps while she was still at Elizabeth's house. And 8 days after John the Baptist's birth, the gospel on Friday will open with Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied. I'd like to think that he may also have said, "And how does this happen to me?" Because he was so joyous and full of wonder. Where on our road to somewhere can we be watchful for the Holy Spirit? What might be some signposts along the way? Could it be like Mary and Elizabeth's pregnancies, where many events took place along the way? How about in the months while we wait for our soldier to come back from Afghanistan? In the waiting for the results of a medical test? While waiting for the results of a job interview, in the days and months of waiting for a relationship to unfold, can we find the Holy Spirit in the long, winding road of a current illness, or in the course of waiting for the beloved to draw his last breath? Can we find the Holy Spirit there, along the way, on the road to? The Holy Spirit is there waiting for us, always present, always ready to fill us with awe and wonder. It can happen to any one of us at any time. Are you ready to be prayerful, alert, and in the present moment instead of wishing for the end result? Maybe soon we, like Elizabeth and Zechariah, will witness, proclaim, and savor, saying, "And how does this happen to me?"